B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We gonna need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go.
Hold on, DJ Khaled. You know, this is epic. You know, when you party with Gronk, what happens with Gronk? What happens in Miami? So what I gotta know is which one of you ladies is coming on stage with me this one now? Give me some ladies on stage, Big Zach, ASAP. Matthew, give me some ladies on stage.
Let's get some ladies on stage.
ASAP, ASAP, ASAP.
What are the ladies who gonna turn up?
Ladies, let's do it.
I mean, this is a group party. Believe that.
People went.
Dude, Gronk Beach was packed.
People went.
They did. It was a success.
People going Carnival cruises.
There was even a big rainstorm at the end of it, and they stuck around and used party as a verb through the rain.
Very quickly, Joe, go ahead.
Just wonder Larry Flint's opinion on anything. Jim Gray, the Gronk Party, Mr. Peanut. I'd like to hear what Larry Flint has to say.
I used to have a guy named Antonio that would wipe me.
And there you go.
He would wipe you. That was his whole job.
I say, Antonio, come here and wipe me.
Okay, that's an awful job to have. By the way, somebody said...
Athelia died.
I know. And then she wouldn't, yes, wipe
she
you anymore.
She was my true love.
Yes, thank you. Well, someone said Gronk's retirement is like a racehorse retiring. It's the life.
Yeah, it's going out to stud.
It's true.
So why? No, I would love Gronk's life.
What do you think he's made in this past year?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, you see, it does matter because I think that he's making more now than he did in his final year.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't know about that, but it's. I mean, he's living a fantastic lifestyle that I think anyone that was smart enough to be single at 30, unlike me who got married, would be. Something happened yesterday with my wife that wasn't even a major deal with us. And my friend goes, is everything okay with you and Stephanie? Because Stephanie had dug her heels in on something so much. So everyone get married right away. You have someone who can count your drinks. You have someone who busts your balls about everything.
Or look out for you. You can actually, you know, spin that a different way.
Oh, yeah.
Nag, look out for you. It's really how you look at it.
Right, exactly.
Care for you.
Right, care for you.
Complain. Embarrass you.
Right, complain constantly.
Sure.
All right, so
yesterday it was at the beginning of the Super Bowl. You knew that there was something missing. You just felt, well, it wasn't the Patriots. It was missing Mr. 305. You know, there was not enough pit bull anywhere having to do with the Super Bowl. Now, 3 hours before kickoff, Mr. Worldwide came out on stage.
Yeah.
And what was the song that he was sampling? Was it Black Betty by Ram Jam?
Black Betty.
So he is, he's literally ripped
that's
off
like the,
everything.
So he's ripped off the worst song of all time?
Okay. See if that's real. Can anyone find out if there's a recorded version of what
now,
he did yesterday?
Is Black Betty about an African-American woman or about a drug? Because I'm guessing it's a drug.
I don't know. Oh, Black Betty and Hammer Lamb. I think that he actually, I think he's just, it's the last song on the planet that he hasn't sampled.
Okay, so.
Because remember when he did the Africa by Toto just recently. Oh, yeah. He did that for the Aquaman soundtrack.
Okay, so here is my thing. Is there's a lot of garbage. Pitbull is fascinating to me in the fact that he's ugly. He can't dance. He can't rap.
Yeah, sure he can. Come on, baby. For sure, baby. Go, go, baby. Uh-oh, baby. No, no, baby. Yeah, yeah, baby. Now tickle it, baby. Let me tickle it, baby. What, you know,
so if he's not on that song doesn't change. His voice is completely unnecessary on that song.
You really think so?
If that comes on in a club, are you like, you know what this is missing?
Mommy garbage. Like a donkey with a monkey, look like King Kong. Welcome to the crib, real fast. That's what it is with the women down here.
Ooh, he's about to swear.
What's he about to say?
It'd be like, shh.
He didn't finish.
But that didn't rhyme with anything.
No, he doesn't rhyme.
Does it matter? Why? Wait, whoa. Why am I to assume that he was going to say that when it doesn't rhyme?
I don't know. All I know is, shh, naughty.
We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, we're going dance. Like a roof on fire.
That's the best one. Boogie, 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 boogie.
Okay, again, I defy you to tell me that that song's not a hit without him on it.
Did he indeed sample Black Betty? Because I remember listening to this and on TV. I'm going, this is, like, this doesn't work on any kind of scale.
No, Black Betty's a terrible song. And he probably made it worse.
Okay, jingle it, baby.
Jingle it, baby. Let me jingle it, baby. Let me jingle it, baby. How you do, baby?
Now, bang, bang, boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice, nice little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty, and she turned around and said, walk this way.
All right, can Mr. 305, though, bring the party? Like, you know, he obviously brings the party. We know that.
Well, yeah.
He is the party. He lives the party.
He loves to do Walmart commercials.
He's Mr. Worldwide. But what happens when you're Mr. Worldwide and you try to talk about something serious on stage?
Okay, well, he's going to, obviously, it's about the plight of the Australian.
Is he able to go from being Mr. Worldwide to dedicating his set to Kobe Bryant in 2.3 seconds?
I'm going to say no for the win, Rich.
Put your hands up to the sky. Say appreciate the love. Thank y'all so much. Enjoy Miami. Enjoy the 305. Enjoy Dade County. To anybody that's not from here, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
You know, Miami constantly filled with natives.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
Yo, what's up? I'm in the door chest. What's up, Chester?
He is so proud of being from Miami. It's of all places. Oh,
hang on. We may have an answer. Let me see.
If you're here for a good time, put your hands up. Now say, whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam, whoa. Get ready, bam-a-lam, whoa. Get ready, bam-a-lam, get ready to ride. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam, whoa.
That's Blake Shelton.
Oh. Get ready, bam-a-lam, get ready to ride.
Is Pitbull on this?
When does he start, like, singing nonsense? Oh, it's coming.
Get ready worldwide.
Here it is.
Wildin' out, fill my cup to the tip. Riding out to Atlantic City. Hard rock, yeah, we open this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for the win. That boy's so solid. That's what happened when you come from the bottom. 305, Paradise City, where the girls got big old booties and so pretty. Now shake that thing. Shake that, shake that.
Okay.
That's more shameless than Mr. Peanut completely ripping off Groot and Baby Yoda yesterday. That is a direct ripoff of the success of, Country Road, the Lil Nas X? Yeah, I'm going to have a country guy sing it, and then I'm going to rap, and then the country guy sing it, then I'm going to rap. That is just a... if you haven't thought this was a formula from day one, Pitbull's cab... Mr. Formula. Mr. 305 Formula.
If you ever get a chance, watch Nick Kroll doing his Pitbull imitations. I am trapped in a green screen prison. I can be anywhere. And I love to F feet.
All of a sudden he's DA.
No, he says that. He goes, mm-hmm. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, but I call it Foot Lauderdale because I love to F feet.
Foot Lauderdale.
Yes.
Sure.
And like I told y'all, what happens in Miami never happens. I want to say thank you to Shaq. It's an honor to share the stage with Diddy, Tiesto, Baby Diplo, Carnage Mike Ryan. But more than anything, I want to take this little bit of time right quick to let y'all know. May Kobe rest in paradise. And let it be a lesson to all of us that we got to stop loving more instead of hating so f***ing much.
He'd like that.
Oh, that's not very...
Well, he would like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ignore all the garbage I put out and love me.
Somebody said, yep, it's all part of the Pitbull method. Rip off and ruin a classic track, have someone more famous than him sing on the chorus, and then Pitbull rambles incoherently. He sucks, but he's got it down. Proof we're all stupid.
I'm stuck in a green screen prison. Ha-ha! And they asked me how you get here. Hard work.
So with that said, I believe in energy, my friends, and his energy will always be with us. Our body's just a vehicle at this point.
I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Your body's a vehicle.
Here for a good time.
I am.
Now stay.
At least they'll make a lot of money on this song.
Whoa, get ready, bam, lamb.
Ooh, Shameless.
Bam, lamb.
You don't get a writing credit on this, do you?
Get ready to ride.
All right, I'm going to have Mike. It's real quick. I'm going to have Mike pull up the Pitbull green screen prison thing. He's with two girls with a cigar in his mouth. He's, ha-ha! All right, so we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Real quick, I just wanted John would understand this. So throughout my, 20 years, sitting through the Fast and the Furious series.
Yes.
I've been asked to kind of suspend disbelief on a few things. You know, can you drive a gigantic safe throughout a city smashing buildings? And can you somehow have Dwayne The Rock Johnson flex and his cast would completely fly off his arm,
right,
and still be able to punch somebody in the face?
Sure.
Out of all the things they've asked us to believe in the new one, that John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother might be the most unbelievable of all of them.
I don't know how that... No, I think that that's actually not unbelievable because
yeah.
Vin Diesel famously is a man without a discernible race. So John Cena could very well be his brother.
I just... One thing about that
trailer... Like if they said it's Ludacris's brother...
They have done stuff with this franchise that is so utterly ridiculous. Like, they murdered a character in like the fourth or fifth one, Han.
Third.
And the end...
Fourth one.
And the end of the trailer, Han comes walking out. And I'm like, A, who gives a rat's ass about Han? Like, he wasn't even a character that anybody liked.
Unless you're a Han head.
And then they bring him back. And I'm just like, the more stupid stuff they do like that, the more I'm all in on the Fast and the Furious franchise. Yeah. It's like they know that the stupider it gets,
oh yeah,
the more they have all of us hooked.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the point of it, is to be dumb.
I mean, they made a Fast and the Furious movie without the two best elements, and that's The Rock and that's Jason Statham, and it still looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm still all in on it.
I like The Rock working out videos.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
He works out very hard.
Yep.
He's older than me, and he's that muscular. No HGH. None. All right, do you have the...
I do.
Okay, here we go. Here is...
Exclusive interview with pop sensation Senior Feature.
You know, for me, it's all about the hustle, you know? I come from Florida, you know, Fort Lauderdale, but because I like to feet, I call it Foot Lauderdale.
And if you haven't guessed it already, Senior Feature loves to feet.
Love it. Love to feet. Love to smell feet. I'm the king of my own digital kingdom. I'm in a green screen prison. Ha ha! Senior Feature.
In an effort to maximize his guest star appearances, Feature lives, works, and sleeps on a green screen set that he designed.
Anyone I collaborate with, Brian Lacroix, I don't want to go to May. You know, he in Canada. I'm in this green screen prison. I can be on that show, no problem.
Okay.
All right. Now, do you have the rap one?
I think this might be it.
Railway Country Roads. Whiskey and vodka.
Damas y caballeros, but mainly los ladies. Yo soy Señor Feature. Chole. I want a f***ing feet.
Venga, chicas en Miami, high heels in bikinis. San Francisco, hippie dippy, dirty feet, I will clean it up. Tejana girl, step on my face with your
was just called I Want to Plank Your Feet.
No, it's just, I'm going country, but
okay, well, that's
senior
essentially
feature. He's added the element of foot worshiping.
So hang on. So parody kind of willed its way into reality because that is like the country trying to fuse with the hip-hop thing that he's doing, and that is exactly what that Black Betty
thing we did. No, it's a parody of We're Going Country, meaning that... Yeah, and the worst of both worlds. Like, so they take the worst aspects of rap and the worst aspects of country.
Right.
And they blend them together.
And then there you go, and you just have a big old...
If anyone knows why I like Nick Kroll so much, I mean, the evidence is right there with his parody of the foot fetish.
Oh, and by the way, how great does the Top Gun trailer look? Like, I mean, that's another stupid one that I should think is stupid. But
they're flying through, like, near glaciers and things like that.
Has anyone, have either of you seen Rambo?
The new one?
Yeah.
There's no reason why I shouldn't have seen it, and
apparently
I have not seen
he
it.
Rips the heart out of a man with his hand.
Mortal Kombat style.
No, Roadhouse style.
Sorry.
Completely ripped it off where he ripped the guy's throat out with his redneck kung fu. That's how that one ended.
That is on Hulu for free.
Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse is awesome. Like, that's you've seen it before, right?
Oh, I've seen it several times.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is you haven't seen Predator, which is still shocking.
Yeah, but Roadhouse, A, has a white cassette tape that he puts into his muscle car.
He does.
And B, has the worst set of all time for a rich guy's house.
Oh, the mansion?
Like, it's just like
a pool next to the river?
Yeah, it's just like it's just this garbage house where, like in the middle of nowhere, and you're supposed to go, like, this guy's rich? This is the way they're showing it?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put a lot of effort into the, getting the locations correctly.
The best is one of his henchmen is just like a fat guy. Remember the final
line?
That's
a real fat guy. The guy who the bear fell on?
A polar bear fell on me.
Yeah, is he the guy? Does he have a beard?
Yes.
Okay, so he is not a stranger to being on Home Improvement. And I have been to a diner before where that man's framed picture lied, and he had signed it, and they had put R.I.P. because he was dead.
Oh.
And it was, like, displayed prominently.
Okay.
Yes, he was a gentle giant on Home Improvement.
Okay.
Yes, he was a big fan of Tool Time, the show within the show. And if you talk to Jim Brewer, that's how they tried to get a spinoff with him and Dave Chappelle. They did a spinoff for a moment.
Ah, that's right. Is that the one that like failed and they didn't want it? Or?
Yeah, and I'm sure they're both like, like, I really wish they would have taken it.
Wish it would have happened now.
Now we could both be rich.
Well, now you can just watch The Masked Singer instead with Rob Gronkowski as the white tiger. And what was great was at the end of it, they're like, you know, I think that's the dude. I think that's Aquaman. Like, no, that is most obviously Rob Gronkowski. There's no question.
Well, I don't think you can blow it right away. I think you have to let the audience sit in disbelief. But there you go. You have the Kansas City Chiefs now as champions. Patrick Mahomes has established himself as the best quarterback in football.
Okay, can we now? And you, no one in this room ever thought this, but can we now just end this argument that the Patriots lost the Jimmy Garoppolo trade? That they should have kept Jimmy Garoppolo instead of Tom Brady. Can we stop with that now?
No, because you got Super Bowls. So, yes.
Yes, and that should have been ended even before last night. But if last night wasn't just the nail in the coffin of that dumb argument.
No, you got Super Bowls out of it.
Yes.
So, no. But I would argue that there might be a time where if they keep Brady, you say that was... That they kept them too long and they didn't win anything.
You mean right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, I understand that.
That if you keep Brady right now for 2 years, I don't think that you're going to win the AFC. I don't think that there's much of a chance of that happening.
The only way it would work is if they kept him and they got him at a massive discount.
Well,
use that money on better weapons around him. And he does not want to come back available if it's the same thing.
No, but the thing is,
Emmanuel Sanders.
Mike Giardi tweeted out, it was early this morning, that he doesn't think Brady wants as much as $30 million. The weapons are far more important than the price. So maybe he does take $5 million off that, whatever it is, and maybe that'll enable you to go get one guy.
Okay, Emmanuel Sanders. Who else is a free agent?
Greg Olson. I mean, Greg Olson and Emmanuel Sanders isn't awful. That's a place to start.
It's not great. It doesn't put you in the same category as Baltimore or the Chiefs. I mean, Greg Olson and Emmanuel Sanders are old.
But I also don't know if him going to the Raiders puts him in the conversation with the Chiefs and the
You know what I mean?
It's like
because the Raiders have a far superior offensive line and they actually have weapons.
They don't have as good of a coach.
Well, no, of course not.
I mean, any team with Bill Belichick's going to be.
But they have a Super Bowl winning coach. I mean, he's not an idiot.
Yeah, but I'm like, what, 25 years ago or something.
All right. I mean, he didn't coach for years. Go ahead.
Here are your high-priced free agents. These guys made $10 million a year or more and are going to be free agents. A.J. Green, injured, but still a free agent.
I wouldn't want him.
Emmanuel Sanders, Devin Funchess.
I hated him out of Michigan.
I didn't say he was good.
He was better than I thought he would be.
Tight end Vance McDonald, Pittsburgh. Greg Olsen, obviously.
Is Amari Cooper?
Yes, he is. He is an unrestricted free agent.
Amari Cooper, they're saying, if Amari Cooper goes anywhere, it's going to be the Jets if he doesn't stay in Dallas.
Amari Cooper made $6 million last year, but he's in line. Danny Amendola, wide receiver. Jason Witten, Travis Benjamin. The L.A. Chargers.
There isn't a lot.
Tyler Eifert. I mean, there are guys you can take gambles on for cheap, but the Patriots have been doing that for a while now.
And they're not, and, you know, it hits and misses.
Yeah, and he's not going to want to come back if you're going to give him another, hey, we'll try this guy out and see if it works.
And by the way, you can't use that first-round pick on a skill position player anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, considering you're losing Tooney, I would think you would get the best offensive lineman available.
And doesn't
or
that
you
also
would get a defensive piece. You'd get, you'd get an edge rusher.
Sure.
Doesn't it also make you worried that the report came out that they're still trying to get Gronk back? Like, really? Like, we all, I think, agree that Gronk coming back is not going to be
effective. I don't. I question the lengths that they're going to try to get Gronkowski back. I don't think it's a huge priority. I think Bill Belichick just wanted to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Speaking of which, Andy Reid, press conference this morning, Hawaiian shirt.
Well, that's his lucky shirt. Yep. If you read Charlotte Wilder, apparently that's his lucky shirt.
This one wasn't red, though. This one was gray this morning, apparently.
Well, you know, gray. I mean, now the man can take chances.
He's branching out into vibrant colors, yes.
Yeah. But he always makes a joke that he's going to eat. Like he just said before the game, he said, if I win, I'm going to have a double cheeseburger.
I guarantee you one of the questions was, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Well, I mean, he actually this morning, or last night after the game said this.
We're done.
What's that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I joked about it. I'm going to have a double cheeseburger tonight with extra cheese. I'm going to enjoy it with my family and the team. That's what I'm going to do. You know, that's exciting.
Lame. Nick, go ahead.
So word on the street is that the boys are coming back. Amendola is a free agent. Gronk's coming in on a discount. Edelman's coming back. Brady's staying for two more years.
Okay, that team's not good enough.
They will never bring Amendola back.
That team is not good enough.
And by the way, they're not bringing Amendola back. He did not leave on good terms.
I think that what he said could be forgiven. Brady wants him here.
Okay, so I want like an old slot
He
receiver.
Did well last year. He did well.
Okay, he put up decent numbers last year.
Numbers in line with the rest of his career.
He would have been the second best receiver on this team last year.
But he was the fourth best receiver on the Lions.
Well, but and Dan makes a good point. Stafford missed the last half of the season, and he still
all
put up
the
numbers.
More reason that you would get big numbers as a slot receiver. Because you're a safety valve.
Oh, you have Galladay. You have other places to throw the football, too.
Not if I'm a garbage quarterback. I can't throw the ball downfield.
All that matters is if this guy's right and he says it's going to be Gronk and it's going to be Hogan and it's going to be Amendola, that team's not good enough. They're not good enough to beat
Is Hogan
the Kansas
still playing
Chiefs.
Football?
Hogan was with Carolina. I think he suffered a bad injury and missed a lot, if not most, of the season.
Fine, bring back Amendola. He's great.
Talk to me about Emmanuel Sanders. Talk to me about Amari Cooper. Like, these are names that get me excited.
Amari Cooper you're not going to get.
You're probably not going to, but no, I mean, I'm looking at what's available.
Because if they sign Prescott, they're gonna franchise Cooper. And then so...
But word is they're going to franchise Prescott because they're at an impasse.
All right. Well, then hopefully the Jets get Cooper and give someone to actually have my man throw to.
Sammy D.
Yeah, Sammy D has no one to throw the ball to. It would be nice if he had someone that could catch a football and get open.
Mm-hmm.
Or an offensive line. Any of that would be a delight.
Baby steps, man.
Yeah. Baby steps. Just waste the kid's first half of his career. He's only 22. All right, Rich, what is coming up?
Well, we've got a rumor on the street. Antonio Brown is going to see some physical action. It's not going to be on the football field. On top of that, the ratings have come in for the Super Bowl commercials. Which one was rated the highest and which one stunk up the joint?
All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, Fred,
much. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Zolak was in here 45 minutes ago, but now he is not. It would be nice to get his thoughts on the Super Bowl, as he is the person who knows the most about football on the radio station.
I did not get to hear his interview with Matt Patricia. That's one that I would have liked to have heard what he had to say.
He should have taken calls from Detroit. They're big fans of him.
Matt Patricia?
Oh, yeah. They love him.
I mean, obviously, this is a clock here.
In Detroit, you really have to F up to be on the clock. They kept Matt Millen for like 7 years. He took a receiver in the top five 3 years in a row.
There was Charles.
One of them who was a horrible drug addict.
Charles Rogers.
Which was from Michigan State, was the. And then Roy Williams.
Roy Williams and the good guy. The guy.
Yeah, I can't.
Megatron, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the three.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson.
So.
You guys can be more wrong about Pitbull, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about
it. It's like my buddy texted me. He was at the Chiefs party at the Turnberry, and Pitbull was in one of the ballrooms playing.
Oh,
was one of the best Super Bowl parties we had. Was the Arizona one after they beat Seattle? They had the four ballrooms. It was Rick Ross, Pitbull, Hootie, and and a Flo Rider.
You know what they call that?
And the Gronkowski stayed in Flo Rider's room because they liked him because he had his shirt off. So they all took their shirts off.
You know what that is called? Biblically hell.
No, that's the best. That's the best post game party I've been to.
You were in. Well, I mean, hopefully something nice happened for you because that the entertainment there is a seventh circle of hell.
That's football entertainment, though. Like that's
no, but you get Night Ranger.
No, you don't want Sister Christian. Sister Christian.
Maybe when you're leaving, you want Sister Christian.
Hardy, you were there at the Seattle one, right? The post game.
No.
Ahoy. No. We're back and all Super Bowl day.
All right. Do you enjoy the game?
I mean, yeah, I got a lot of takes on it, but I thought it was a good game. That was a really good game.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
I found myself losing interest.
There were so many swings back and forth. Yeah. It was a good game.
You like the Chiefs now? You think this is going to be sustainable?
I can't stand the Chiefs. No, I don't. I don't think it's going to be sustainable.
Okay.
You got paid a quarterback at some point.
Yeah, that's right.
$40 million. Good luck.
They still have him on his rookie deal. That's when you can build around
them.
Well,
things changed last night.
Are you still an ass man, though?
Always an ass.
Oh. Always ass.
After that halftime.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Like a halftime show, Hardy?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get into that.
The halftime show was titillating.
Yes, it
Hi, Carumba.
So much buns.
You could just be hot dogging the whole day.
Hey. Hot dog out of hallway. Butt cleavage.
Hot dog out of hallway.
She just started insulting everyone at the grocery store, and then the next thing you know, they were hot dogging. These are all dad boner references, by the way. If you don't know. All right, so much buns, mega butt cheeks. That relationship only lasted 3 days. He felt guilty after hot dogging. It was too big to do anything but hot dog. All right, no one knows what I'm talking about Harding and I. Everyone have a wonderful day at post-Super Bowl, huh? Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.